last minute, there was a decision by the authorities to reverse their approvals of our plans. But I guess from our point of view, the issue is that it wasn't a very straightforward thing. It was quite a complicated thing in that one of the service providers withdrew their service. It wasn't an intentional thing. It wasn't something that was left to the last minute. It was just a situation that had to be dealt with. And in dealing with it, we chose an alternative provider that we had confidence in and that we were comfortable with. And obviously, from our point of view, patron safety and community safety is the most important factor as well. It's not like we don't agree that this is serious stuff and needs full attention. But the situation was sort of brought upon us without any warning, and we just did the best we could to deal with it. And at the meeting at the time that was specified, we weren't able to convince one of the authorities in particular that the service provider would be adequate. So from council's point of view, like I agree that there was an issue there. However, the problem that we sort of have is that what was in place and what was approved and what everyone expected to happen in the previous meeting, which was at the end of last year, had pretty much been accepted and approved that it was satisfactory, it was adequate. It's actually a lot of effort went into producing these plans because there was a greater level of attention put on us, and council is correct that we are late and we didn't achieve the standard that they were hoping for, and there was a last minute meeting that was held in December to encourage us and to push us to prepare something that was considered adequate, and we achieved that. So it's all a bit of a shock to us that from having reached the point where everybody was in agreement that everything was in place, that we've taken such a step backwards. And in fact, after we found out that the service provider that we had in mind was not, I mean, basically there was nothing wrong with them. They just didn't have a level of confidence with the local authorities. And based on that, we went back to our previous supplier, and they felt bad that this was all happening because of the late notice of the change, and they agreed to come through and provide the service as before. So in fact, all of this situation that's happening now, based on a lack of confidence of a service provider that was chosen, has actually been rectified already. We're back to where we were, where everybody was comfortable. So it seems a bit strange that we just can't find a way to review the decision to allow things to go ahead.
So you're going to try and seek a further meeting with the groups to get that approval ticked off now that you've gone back to your original provider?
I mean, we've made inquiries already. Like I've spoken to Michael, we've put the request in for council to reconsider. And I understand from their point of view, like they did give us every chance. It is very late in the piece, and they did have expectations that we could have achieved this, sooner. However, as I said, these things happen. It was out of our control. It's not a situation that wasn't given due attention in the lead up. It's just something that happened, and it's been dealt with. So we very much are trying to organise a meeting to review that. We are following through with appeal processes. We are getting legal advice. We are approaching it every way we possibly can, but the easiest way to us seems to be that if everybody was happy with what we had, why can't they just acknowledge that that's what we're now offering to do, and it's a simple reconsideration.
Righto. Frank, is it right that you've sold about 10,000 tickets already?
I think it's about 8,000 tickets.
About 8,000, okay.
Currently you'd be looking at about 10,000 people in attendance in total.
I had a look on your website this morning. You haven't put anything up on your website to notify those ticket holders that the festival is now in doubt.
I think there's a release from our point of view put up on Facebook. I think Facebook is a more active media for people to get news. So we have put a message up, but I think the website just takes a little bit more time. Everything just happened yesterday, but obviously there'll be a message going up today.
All right. What's your feeling now? Do you have a feeling it's going to go ahead or not going to go ahead? What do you think is the likely outcome?
I mean, it's a very anxious feeling. Like, I think council have made their position very clear that they've made their decision. I guess we just feel that while they're correct, that we could have dealt with things better and could have come up with a proposal that was more satisfactory. The deadline that they set was arbitrary. Every opportunity wasn't given to clarify things. The meeting that we held, the new service providers were asked to attend, but with less than a day's notice, they weren't able to. Offers to get them in on the phone to discuss any issues that might be there were not taken. Like, we basically just weren't given every opportunity to sort things through.
So you reckon you've tried to do this? Let me put this to you. Do you think that council has been and the other agencies have been too tough on you?
I think council have done their best to act appropriately, and they have been big supporters of ours, and they have given us every chance. However, in this situation, in making a final decision with no opportunity for reconsideration, when what we're talking about is not a, it's not a new thing, it's not an addition or a change, what we're actually talking about is reverting back to something that's been previously agreed to by everybody. So I think they're being a little bit tough in the technicalities and bureaucracy of it, that given that what we're talking about is something that everybody was previously satisfied with, right, there must be some opportunity to reconsider the decision.
Frank, just finally, Michael O'Connor made the suggestion he doesn't think your organisation puts together your application process as professionally as required for an event of this size. What's your response?
It's hard to deny that there have been plenty of times where we leave things to the last minute, like we're... The event has been growing, the requirements are growing, they change every year. We do the best we can. As Michael said, we deliver a professional result. Like, I think that we've been running the event, I think, for 15 years now. I think Michael's only been involved for 13. But I think there is no question that we know what we're doing. Like, we probably are not the best at preparing the paperwork. But having said that, we call in the resources, we call in the consultants and the experts that we need to, and even though it might be on the last day or the last hour, we pretty much do what's required. I can see from council's point of view that they would prefer that that's not the case, and that in an ideal world, that, you know, everything would be done nice and early. But in this particular case, the situation was not of our doing. Like, the original lateness of the documentation and the inadequacies of the documentation happened in December. Council helped us out. They called a meeting. They got the authorities in. We all sat down. Okay. We talked about what was wrong. We resolved it all and got everybody's approval. And then the change of service provider was out of anybody's hands. It was a late withdrawal. And basically, it's just one of those things that you have to deal with when it happens. We dealt with it. We put in a substitute that we were happy with. The authorities weren't happy with it, and fortunately we were able to go back to the provider and convince them to do the job. So what we currently have is exactly the same as what was approved, only it's come 6 hours after the meeting was held.